Welcome to WDCE-FM, broadcasting live from the University of Richmond. I'm Rufus Reed. This is the Cool Jazz Set. And now, here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Oh, jazz master Rufus Reed. What a great bassist teacher, professor, composer, and one of my top five bass players of all time. And I'm very lucky to say he's a good friend. He and Doris and Barb and I have had such good times together. And I can still see him swimming in the lake out in Cartersville. It was so much fun. And we're going to feature him tonight. I think you'll enjoy the show. Here's a nice recording that he did, and we'll start it off with that. He's our featured artist tonight. This is George Cable's trio with a tune called A Letter to Dexter, playing Dexter Gordon stuff. And Rufus was with Dexter for several years. I think you'll enjoy this. Thank you. the George Cables Trio featuring Rufus Reed on bass. He's our artist and being featured tonight. And that was a nice trio that was done a few years back. And it was a tune written by Dexter Gordon entitled Cheesecake. And Rufus was the bassist with Dexter Gordon when he came back to the States in the 70s and played with him for several years along with a lot of other famous musicians, which we'll talk about in just a little bit. Let's see, we're going to play something from an album I like very much, Joe Kennedy, one of my good friends who passed away several years ago, one of the best violinists, jazz violinists, I think I've ever heard, and one of the nicest men I think I've ever known, Joe Kennedy. This is a nice tune he did called The Definitive Black and Blue Sessions, and this is Joe Kennedy with his group featuring Major Holly on bass. And let's see, Hank Jones, a pianist on this too, Oliver Jackson on drums. And this is Green Dolphin Street. Hope you'll enjoy. Thank you. Donnelly, Joe Kennedy, what a great violinist and what a great man. And that's a nice album. And you may want to find it. I think it's still available. It's called the Definitive Black and Blue Sessions. And this is a nice quartet. Joe Kennedy, violinist, Hank Jones on piano, Major Holly, the bassist, Oliver Jackson, drums. All jazz masters, no question about it. And that was, of course, Green Dolphin Street. Up next, a new release, a fairly new release, by the very talented daughter of my good friend and bassist Chuck Israels, Jessica Israels. And this is her first solo album entitled Now I Know. We're going to play the title track. And this features the Chuck Israels Jazz Orchestra backing her too. Miss Jessica Israels, Now I Know.
Now I know so many things of cabbages and even kings, of love that's true and certain to endure. Mighty things are measly now, come to me quite easily. I don't have to guess, I'm sure. Oh, my darling, yes, I'm sure. Now I know why dreams were fashioned. Now I know why poems are impassioned. Now I know, quite unexpected, why the love song was perfected. Now I know why buds are scented. Now I know why moonbeams were invented. Now I know such happiness in your kiss, your sweet caress, in your eyes that show you love me so. Yes, and this is how I know that now I know. Now I know why poems are impassioned. Now I know, quite unexpected, why the love song was perfected. Now I know why buds are scented. Now I know why moonbeams were invented. Now I know such happiness in your kiss, your sweet caress, in your so. Yes, and this is how I know that now I know. Now I know. Now I know.
Now I know.
B3 Master, Richard Groove Holmes. And that's the title of his title track from his album, Broadway. And that featured Houston Person on tenor saxophone. Groove Holmes, what a great organist. Played his own bass line, by the way, and I've seen him do that. It's been a pretty good while, but he played with his feet. Some of them now, like Joey DeFrancesco, actually use their left hand on the keyboard to play the bass line. He used his feet to play the bass line and used both hands on the keyboard. Quite an artist. Up next, we're going to hear from one of my favorite pianists. This is Ahmad Jamal, and this is a tune he wrote, Night Mist Blues. Live. great Ahmad Jamal with a wonderful trio that he had for so many years, which included on bass the great Israel Crosby and on drums Vernell Fournier. And that was Night Miss Blues, a tune he wrote and has been recorded by a number of other groups. Well, we're going back to our featured artist tonight, the great bassist Rufus Reed, who recorded with so many people, including Kenny Barron and Kenny Burrell, Art Farmer, Stan Getz, Dexter Gordon, the Jazz Tet, J.J. Johnson, Lee Konitz, and many, many others. Thad Jones and Mel Lewis Orchestra, by the way, too, and Eddie Harris. This is a nice recording that he did with Barney Kessel, one of my favorite guitarists who is no longer with us, but was kind enough back when he was still here to send me this album, and he even signed it. So, Barney, wherever you are, bless your soul, and thank you. This is a nice quintet. Kenny Barron on piano, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Barney Kessel on guitar, Ben Riley on drums, and the great Rufus Reed on bass. And this is for my lovely family who we have here from California, Laurie, Bill, and Nell, Ann Hayes, and my sweet wife, Miss Barbara. It's You or No One. Thank you. and a nice recording by a group, nice quintet. Kenny Barron, piano, Bobby Hutcherson, vibes, Barney Kessel on guitar, Rufus Reed, the great bassist, and Ben Riley on drums. And it's on a contemporary record label. Barney Kessel's album entitled Red Hot and Blues, and that was It's You or No One. Up next, a nice new recording from a very talented young lady. This is Emmy Meyer. She spells it E-M-I and M-E-Y-E-R, Emmy Meyer, from a new album entitled Monochrome. And this is a piece called Masterpiece, and it features Emmy on both piano and vocals. I hope you enjoy.
Would you take Mona Lisa and divide her apart? Take her arms and her ears far from her heart. If her hair hangs nice but she smiles too smart, or does she go free because she is art? Oh, oh, oh. The face of the Sphinx says something you have to fix, lest we see her favorite part. Or was she perfect from the start? Oh. Thank you.
Quintet from his new album entitled Walk of Fire, and that was Fantasia Brasileira, and that featured Ben on vibraphone, Michael Deese on trombone, Walt Weisskopf on saxophone, Bruce Harris on trumpet, Adam Birnbaum on piano, Clovis and Nicholas on bass, and Jason Tiemann on drums. And let's see, that's on the Positone record label. Well, we'll finish out this first set with Dave Stryker from his new album, Striking Ahead. And this is with his nice quartet. This is a tune written by the great late trumpet player Clifford Brown. Dave Stryker with Joy Spring.